Joining me live in studio is LCSD2 Superintendent Matt Erickson for his monthly report from the school district. Superintendent, good morning. Thanks for skiing in today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
We held it off as long as we could, but I couldn't help but laugh as you pull up in front of the studio with your 6 inches of snow piled up on top of the car. Good time of year, right?
We needed it, though. Yeah, well, we need a few more storms like that. That was a good one.
So. That we did. Well, appreciate your time as always. What's been going on in District 2 recently?
So, Duke, I'd just like to report a couple of things. Excuse me. First off, Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners. And we just had our audit in our last school board meeting. Dana Isett out of Rexburg conducted that again this year, and we appreciate JC and the business office. We flew through with flying colors, and we appreciate the board's support on our financials as well and the decisions that we make. Not always easy decisions when it comes to $50 million and how you run an organization. But anyway, we appreciate the good folks that are in charge in the business office. We're also working on our 25-26 school year calendar for Star Valley area. So we hope to have that outlined within, I'd say, the next 3 weeks or so. And just so people understand, since we're on an alternate calendar, which means we're on... if you're on anything other than 175 instructional day calendar, it's considered an alternate calendar. So obviously Cokeville on their true 4-day week is on an alternate calendar, and Star Valley for the last several years, decade and a half, we've been on an alternate calendar. So it needs to go before the local school board 2 consecutive months, which we typically try for February and March, and then it would go to the state school board for final approval, and that usually takes place in May. So again, we hope to have the Star Valley calendar for the 25-26 school year solidified in the next little while.
Superintendent, you go through this process every year. What are some of the common misunderstandings or misconceptions when it comes to the school calendar? Because there's always questions when it's released every year.
So that's a great question, Duke. If you're on an alternate calendar, which I've already stated that we are in Star Valley and Cokeville, then seat time requirements kick in. So Wyoming Department of Ed and the state obviously have seat time requirements. So there's different seat time requirement for kindergartners, and then elementary kids, and then junior high or middle school, and then high school. So we need to meet those, and happy to do it. And there's also a definition of what seat time is. And seat time now is basically rear end in the seat in front of a certified teacher. So passing time, lunch, those types of things do not count as seat time when you're on an alternate calendar.
We also hear all the time, well, Cokeville's in a 4-day week. Why can't Star Valley be in a true 4-day week?
So, Duke, you had to bring it up.
I had to. You knew it was coming.
maybe you've been talking to some from the Teachers Association. There's some that feel the same way. I'll just be bold and say, as long as I'm superintendent, I feel it's best for Star Valley families and Star Valley kids to be on at least 162-day calendar. When it comes to equity, meaning, you know, a lot of kids rely on the school system for at least 2 good meals a day. I also believe that in Star Valley it would be extremely challenging to Duke, you had to hit me on the spot with this one, didn't you? but I can talk it. So anyway, in Star Valley, it's extremely challenging to lengthen the school day out due to our geographic layout. We already have kids getting on the bus, you know, some in Alpine and some in South Smoot at 6:50 in the morning, 6:45 in the morning. And then if you lengthen the school day out, it simply pushes your athletic practices and musical practices and whatnot further into the evening. And I don't believe that that's good for families. We already have kids getting home, you know, that choose to participate in extracurricular after a 12-13 hour day. Yeah. And then also, while I'm beating the drum on that, I believe in families, and I don't believe that it's in the best interest, especially of our moms, our young moms that work for us, do a great job of teaching and try to give their all, not only to their families, but also to the students that are in front of them. And teacher contract time starts at 7:30 currently, in Star Valley, and in Cokeville it starts at 7:15. And I think that is a big, big stretch for a mom to have kids to daycare or little girl's hair fixed and good breakfast and those types of things and be out the door and to their assignment by 7:15. So, and then I simply believe that if you look at me, when it comes to exercise, I believe that you need to have more frequent, shorter intervals. And if you go to 152-day calendar, which is what Cokeville's on, then I don't believe it's as good for kids, to be honest with you. It works in Cokeville. The reason it works in Cokeville is because of the enrollment numbers. You know, they have high 90s at the elementary and in the junior high and high school, about 100 students. So when you look at the staffing to student ratio, it works there. And then so many of those, their kids are involved in extracurricular on Fridays. But again, those are a few of the reasons.
Sure. Well, I won't hit you up on that question then until probably next time when you start talking about the calendar. So Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning with LCSD number 2. Any other items of business happening in the district?
So Duke, as you're aware, about a month from this today, I believe, the legislative session kicks off, and we've obviously been meeting with Representative-elect Erickson and Senator Dockstetter and Andrew Byron, representative from north end of our area as well, talking about some things that we would like to see possibly happen in the legislative session, and they're very supportive, and we appreciate them. And also very pleased that Representative Erickson was selected to serve on the Education Committee. So
I guess he has a little background there.
He has a little background and expertise, and in the time that we're entering right now with the legislators, I believe that we need a good common sense, logical person on the Education Committee. So grateful for that and consider that a blessing. And then the other things that we're working on, Duke, right now is Warren Hicks, our maintenance director, and JC is our director of finance. We're working on the final touches for capital improvement and major maintenance projects for this summer. So we try to have those to the board in January and February for approval, and then go to the bid process and try to get contractors lined up for summer, because Mr. Hicks has about 45-day summer window to accomplish all of our projects. So he does a great job, and we very much appreciate him. So.
Absolutely. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD number 2. Superintendent, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.